man, in American history.
I want y'all to run up on me.
No.
I want y'all to come kill me.
No.
I want you to smack me.
No.
I want you to do all the shit you rap about.
No.
All the shit you rap about. I want you to come do it now. Come down to this joint right now. Please. Please. Or otherwise, shut the fuck up unless you was there when the Kardashians kidnapped my kids.
Yeah. I'd like to welcome everybody to my podcast. Yo, I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, man. And I wanted to touch on the whole Kanye West interview, you know what I'm saying? I wanted to wait till the smoke settled. Now, I mean, a lot of times people jump on these subjects and topics online and they don't let the smoke settle. And, you know, they get into a lot of legal trouble and, you know, they don't wait to see and wait to things settle down and get all the facts and get people's response. Know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? Kanye West interview, Drink Champs, know what I'm saying? Very, very controversial interview that Kanye West had on Drink Champs. I don't agree with what Kanye said in the interview with Drink, not everything, know what I mean? But as far as us as a people and what we need to do financially, I agree with 110% what Kanye was talking about us coming together and financially, you know, building as a people and, you know, creating empires, you know what I mean? Kanye wanted to put a lot of blame on the J people, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? You know the J people, but we can't blame them for our lack of not knowing how to, you know, invest our money in certain areas that are beneficial to us and our family. You can't blame them for that. You know what I'm saying? You can't blame them for us being in the position we're in as a group of people, not individually. You know what I'm saying? People get it twisted when they see these entertainers and they're doing well successfully, supposedly. A lot of that shit, is they be fronting. They be faking the funk and shit. A lot of times, a lot of these entertainers are not, they don't got it like that. You know what I'm saying? You think they got it like that because you see them popping bottles in the club. You see them wearing designer clothes. You know what I'm saying? You don't even realize that a lot of times those designer clothes are given to them. You know what I'm saying? But you think they're buying these designer clothes. Know what I mean? And a lot of times, a lot of these entertainers and rappers, they broke. Because they don't know how to, they don't know anything about economics, man. They don't know anything about investing. They don't know nothing about nothing. A lot of these cats are coming from the streets, some of them. Not all of them, because all of them be front, man. A lot of these cats don't be from the streets and nothing like that. Because I don't understand how these cats be getting plucked off like that if they came from the streets like that. If they were really in them streets like that, for real, they wouldn't be getting plucked off how they getting plucked off, you know what I'm saying, getting killed in cookie shops, you know what I'm saying, not saying that it was right for them to die that way, but how the hell you gonna have millions and you moving like that, you moving so recklessly, you know what I'm saying, Young Dolph, you know what I'm saying, moving recklessly, Pop Smoke moving recklessly, like, know what I mean, doing reckless shit. PNB, whatever it is, that PNB Rock getting killed at the Waffle House, know what I mean, moving recklessly. It's just like these cats are supposed to be street cats and they moving like that, like so recklessly. Like, even me as a little peon, know what I'm saying, I don't have shit, know what I'm saying, I don't have nothing, you know what I mean, as far as like the millions and the mansions and the big body whips and shit like that. I don't have none of that shit, and I don't move like that, like, know what I mean, I wouldn't, you know what I'm saying, I'm always on point, like, you know what I mean, like, I'm always aware of my surroundings, you know what I'm saying, always aware of where I'm at, I'm always aware of like who's around me, people around me, when I'm out in public, know what I mean? I'm always prepared for something to jump off. And that's what I don't understand. Like, these motherfuckers be creating beef and shit in the industry and with other rappers, and they be getting plucked off so easy. I don't understand it. Like, they don't wear bulletproof vests. They don't have a bulletproof vehicles. They don't have no bulletproof helmets. Like, then nothing. It's just like, you guys sure you street cats? You know what I'm saying? A lot of these cats to be claiming they street and shit. Like, you have to wonder, like, are they really street cats? Like, you know what I'm saying? The way they be fucking getting plucked off. And it's sad, you know what I mean? It's sad for these rappers to die the way they died. But it just make me wonder sometimes, like, yo, how the hell you been in the streets like that? And you just so carelessly and just so, you know what I mean? The way you moving so recklessly and shit. You know what I'm saying? It makes me wonder a lot of times about these cats. But the interview with Kanye West and shit, man, and then, you know, you got people coming out, the Jay people, know what I'm saying, coming out and talking about Kanye West and what he said, this, that, and the third. My thing is, you know, what happened to freedom of speech? You know what I'm saying? Okay, you don't agree with Kanye West said, you know what I'm saying, but what happened to a man having a fucking opinion? Know what I mean? What happened to a man having a fucking opinion? Is it because a man had a fucking opinion, or because the man who had the opinion is so-called black? Because we're not black, you know what I'm saying? They had reduced us to a fucking crayon. Now we're just a fucking black object and shit. Like, know what I mean? This is what the media and you know what I'm saying, and society has reduced a lot of us, because a lot of us don't know who the fuck we are. You think you're a fucking crayon. You think you're black, but you're not. Know what I mean? But I'm not going to even get into that. But, you know, people say shit about us all the fucking time. And it's just like, you know, that's cool. You know what I'm saying? It's cool for people to use the N-word and shit like that. That's cool. Know what I mean? Even with us. Why are we using the N-word? Know what I'm saying? You know, like I said, when it came to when he started talking about, you know, the economics of the whole thing and how we don't trust each other, we don't come together for nothing. Know what I'm saying? Everybody's an individual. Nobody's a group. Know what I'm saying? This is how them people, know what I mean? This is how them people, you know, did their thing. You know what I'm saying? They got it from the bottom. Know what I'm saying? They stuck together and they still stick together. And this is how you know what I'm saying, achieve things that they have achieved. You have to fucking stick together, man. You have to work as one moving force. I talk about this all the time in my podcast. You know what I'm saying? You got to stop thinking as a fucking individual. You know what I mean? If you want these things, you want, you know, to produce, mass produce things, and you want businesses, you know what I'm saying, and you want to own your piece of the pie, you got to fucking move as one moving force. You can't move as individuals. It's not gonna work like that. It never works like that. You know what I'm saying? This is why a fucking immigrant can come here with $2 in his pocket and have everything in 2 years. There's no fucking excuse for us. You know what I'm saying? And I agree with that part with Kanye, but I have really, and also too, I wanted to really sit down and think before I made this podcast. You know what I mean? About what Kanye was saying. You know what I'm saying? Kanye was kicking, you know what I'm saying, some real shit, but we got to get together, man. This is plain and simple, man. You know what I'm saying? The Asians come here, they got their section. You know what I'm saying? They got a little Chinatown, they do their thing. You know what I mean? They don't ask nobody for nothing. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop fucking begging. Straight up and down. We got to stop fucking begging. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop fucking begging for shit. You know what I mean? Asians don't beg for shit. Know what I'm saying? They got their restaurants and shit like that. They got a little Chinatown and all that in New York City. They don't beg for shit. Know what I'm saying? J people don't beg for shit. Know what I'm saying? The Amish don't beg for shit. Like, know what I'm saying? Like, we got to stop fucking begging and stop looking for somebody to open the door for us. Like, know what I mean? Like, Balenciaga, whatever the fuck you call that fucking designer shoe, drop Kanye, you know what I mean? Hey, yo, this is what pisses me off sometimes about Kanye West, man. Like, know what I mean? This is like, you worth $11 billion, $10 billion, whatever the fuck it is. Like, know what I'm saying? Design your own shit. Know what I'm saying? Manufacture your own shit. Know what I'm saying? You got $11 fucking billion. And then, you know, he gave $2 million to George Floyd's daughter. He's just like wasting money. You know what I mean? For her not to pursue with suing him. Like, you know what I'm saying? So he just threw $2 million at her. And she's turning around. She's suing him for $750 million. You know what I mean? Allegedly. I don't know. Allegedly he gave her $2 million. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, yo, bro. Like, you could have took that money, that $2 million, you know what I'm saying? And did something for Chicago. All those people suffering in Chicago, you from Chicago, you're not doing nothing for Chicago. I don't see, you know what I'm saying, from my view lens, you're not doing nothing for Chicago. Now, you're getting sued for $250 million. Now, if you lose that, now you got to break her off $250 million. It's like, you know what you can do with $250 million? Like, you know what I'm saying? He's crying about not getting in the fashion industry at the time. He went on Sway, and he was talking about, you don't have to answer Sway. And he spazzed out on Sway in the morning and all that years ago. I think it was like 7 or 8 years ago. You crying about getting in the fashion industry. You crying about, you know, the J people owning everything. Create your own shit, man. This is what I be talking about with us. Create our own shit and take control of it. You dig what I'm saying? And control it. Don't just don't create. Control it as well. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't fuck with Tyler Perry, but at least he trying and shit. At least he got his own mega studio and shit like that. And he create his own movies and shit. You know what I mean? But as far as like a man wearing a dress and all that shit, I can't get down with that, man. Like, know what I mean? But Kanye gotta stop fucking crying, man. Then he was talking about Kim Kardashian took his kids. I don't know what happened with that. You know what I mean? Who knows what's going on behind the scenes and shit like that. You know what I mean? But, you know, yeah, he was kicking some real shit, but he didn't also give, you know, he said we need to do this, that, and the third. Okay, then what? Once we come together, then what? Then what we gonna do? What's the answer after that? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, he gave a partial plan to what needs to be done. You dig what I'm saying? Yeah, we need to come together as a group of people. We need to stop wasting our fucking money. You know what I mean? It's wasting our fucking money on nonsense. You know what I'm saying? You got people out here making thousands a week just wasting fucking money and then have nothing to show for it. You know what I'm saying? Just like my sister's pops, man. He worked, bust his ass. You know what I mean? Putting on roofs on houses and shit and painting houses, and he can do anything to a house, and then he makes all this money from a job and shit and he blows it. $20,000 here, $15,000 there, $20,000, $30,000 here. It's just like, then in a couple weeks he's broke. It's just like, do you know what you can do with $30,000? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's crazy, man, how we look at money like it's fucking, like we don't deserve it or some shit. I don't know. Like it's a disease. Like we get money in our pocket and then, you know, it's got to leave our pocket as soon as possible. We got to blow it on something stupid. We got to blow it on something that's made in China for pennies on the dollar. Know what I'm saying? It's just, I get what Kanye was saying as far as like that shit, but bro, what are you doing? Like, you signed to Adidas. You don't got your own thing going on. You got a relationship with Balenciaga. No, it's no longer. They no longer have a relationship. But you don't got your own thing going on. Balenciaga, whatever you call that shit, got his own thing. You know what I'm saying? Them trash-ass sneakers. Balenciaga, ugly-ass, trash-ass sneakers. Bum-ass shits. Like, I can't believe that people actually waste their money on that shit. Designer clothes and shit. A lot of people waste their money on designer shit and they can't even pay their rent. You know what I'm saying? They don't even have food in their refrigerator. They'd rather have a fucking Gucci belt, you know what I'm saying, than have food on the table. It's just like, people's priorities are all fucked up. And even Kanye West, I believe his priorities are fucked up in a way. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, bro, what are you doing? Who are you putting on from Chicago? Could somebody answer that? You in the industry, you a superstar, a megastar. know what I mean? You're at the top of the game as far as like music and shit like that, fashion. Who are you putting on from Chicago? So that's what I'm talking about. It's just like you giving George Floyd's daughter $2 million, which is nothing wrong with that, but you saying some wild shit on Drink Champs about George Floyd, and you don't have no proof, and it's not, you know what I'm saying? Now you're gonna get sued for $200. You just wasting money, bro. You just, you know what I'm saying? Now people gonna be coming for your neck and shit. Michael Rappaport talking, everybody talking crazy now. Like, know what I mean? It's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's cool for, that's what I don't understand. It's just like, it's cool for people to say the N-word. It's cool for, you know, YouTube to show videos of us, you know, being killed and executed on YouTube. Like, I ain't seen videos of dudes being killed in the cars and being killed on the, you know, side of the streets and on, and it's allowed to be played on YouTube. And it's just like, you know, nobody talks about that shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? All the kids dying in the streets of New York, Chicago, know what I mean? Florida, California. Like, nobody's talking about that shit. Like, know what I'm saying? Nobody's talking about these record companies who continue to push this narrative of streets, street gangs, and strippers. You know what I'm saying? There's no intellect in the music no more, like, on the mainstream level. Now, if you go underground, you're going to find, you know what I'm saying, real hip-hop if you go underground. But there should be a balance. Like, there's no balance, man. You know what I mean? There's no balance in the music, man. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to be Cardi B and Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj, and they want to be a stripper and shit, and it's just like, it's pathetic, man. It's pathetic. And you wonder why we get no fucking respect amongst other groups of people. You know what I'm saying? But as far as Kanye in the interview, I don't know, because one moment he's putting Diddy on blast, he's putting Meek Mill on blast, and then at the end of the interview he's like, maybe me and Diddy could do business. I don't know what's going on with Kanye West, man. Really, I don't. He be having some good points, and then he'll turn around and he won't make no sense at all. Like, I don't get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what he's going through in his life. You know what I'm saying? Now, people are so quick to call somebody crazy. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? People are so quick to Michael Rappaport calling Kanye crazy. Nah, I mean, who the fuck are you? I just want to say that. You know what I'm saying? You think you tough, but you're not. You know what I'm saying? You can easily get your head smashed quickly. You know what I'm saying? I believe that if Kanye seen you in public, he'd probably whoop your ass. And that's a fact. It's crazy. So, for so long, people thought Kanye West was a sucker. This was what tripping me out, though, too, as well. You got all these rappers. You know what I'm saying? I live the street life. I'm a tough guy, and I bust my gun and this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? But one thing about Kanye West, he speaks his fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? And that shit he said about George Bush, he speaks his fucking mind. You know what I'm saying? And you won't catch none of these other rappers, you know what I'm saying, who supposed to be so bad and tough, and they in this game and they in that game, and they flip this many packs, and you know what I'm saying? But they won't speak their mind. That's one thing I gotta respect about Kanye. He will speak his fucking mind, man. Whether it's true or not, he speaks his fucking mind. And you gotta respect the man who speaks his fucking mind, man. And that's one thing about Kanye. He speaks his fucking mind. Kanye West always been like that. Always. Before anybody knew Kanye West, he's been like that. He's been talking like that since jump. He's been talking like that. So for anybody to say that Kanye West is crazy, well, he was crazy before he, you know what I'm saying, anybody knew him then, I guess. Know what I'm saying? Because Kanye West always been outspoken. Always. And he's supposed to be the soft one. He comes from the school of arts and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Tupac was another one. They thought Tupac was soft. You know what I'm saying? They thought Tupac was soft. He come from performing arts as well and shit like that. Know what I mean? Usually them cats that you think is soft and all that, those be the ones you gotta watch out for, man. You did? Prodigy was another one. People had mad shit to say about Prodigy. He's from the performing arts as well. Like, you know what I mean? But who's the most outspoken? You know what I'm saying? You got all these street cats. You're supposed to be bang, bang, shoot them up. But they won't speak their mind. They won't speak what's on their mind. Know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's because they're not intelligent enough. I don't know. I don't know if it's because they're scared. Know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is. But you can't get them to speak their fucking mind if they truly believe in something in their heart. Like, know what I mean? You can't get none of these so-called super thugs, so-called tough guys. You know what I'm saying? These fucking clowns, man. They all fucking clowns, man. And they got the youth just fucking... They got them twisted and backwards. Got the youth ass backwards, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to seek knowledge no more because of these dumb fucks. They're supposed to be tough guys. You know, it's nothing tough about you shooting somebody. You know what I mean? It's nothing tough about that. No, nothing tough about shooting somebody. And if it's not self-defense, it's nothing tough about that shit. What's so tough about you shooting somebody? Know what I'm saying? What's so tough about you wanting to fight everybody you see? You know what I'm saying? There's nothing tough about that. Only time you're supposed to be in that type of mode is for self-defense, man. Defending yourself. That's it. Defending you and your loved ones. That's it. All that other shit, all that dumb shit, spinning the block and all that dumb shit, it's all stupid, man. They have changed the frequency of the music for a reason. And look at all the women today. All of them want to be fucking Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. And a man's supposed to marry that? Then get upset when, you know, the brother go to something else. Know what I'm saying? And then you're like, oh, we not good enough and all this shit, man. The world is just ass back fucking backwards, man. Know what I'm saying? The world is just fucking ass backwards, man. Know what I mean? But, you know, my whole thing is, you know, with Kanye, I don't understand I don't understand your plight. I don't understand what are you so mad about, because you're sitting on $11 fucking billion, man. You're not sitting on $11 million. Hell, cats with $11 million is doing more than what you're doing. You got all these people in Chicago, man. You know what I'm saying? Talented people in Chicago. You're not putting on these people on. Where's your just distribution company? Where's your record company at? Where's your, you know what I'm saying? Where's your bank at? Know what I mean? I heard Chase, you know what I'm saying, close his account. Was it Chase or I think it was Chase. He had $1.4 million in Chase and then closed his account and told him he had 30 days to get his money out of the account. Where's your bank at? It don't take that much money to start a bank. Where's your bank at? If you don't know how to open a bank, learn. Killer Mike just started an online bank. So what is your problem? Killer Mike got a fraction of the money you got. What's your problem? Know what I'm saying? I was reading a story about a guy who... was getting racially treated wrong in a bank. You know what I'm saying? They want to open a bank account for him. He was a so-called black. And not only did he do something about it, but he actually bought the bank and fired everybody in there. See, that's what you do if you want to really make change. Yay, or where the fuck you calling your name today. That's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? If you got an issue with a bank, you go buy it. You got that type of bread. You can go buy a bank. Go buy a couple banks. You can start your own bank. When you got $11 billion, there's nothing you should be crying about. You shouldn't be crying about the answers. You should be making the solution to the answer. Give me fucking 11, hell, give me a billion. I'm starting my own bank. I'm gonna learn how to start my own bank and all that shit. I'm gonna learn how to start my own record company, distribution company, all that. What's your excuse, Kanye? You don't got a billion, you got 11 billion. Then, you know, you want recognition for, you know, being a billionaire. They say they don't recognize you as a billionaire, which is true, you know what I'm saying? They do that in the media. Nah, I mean, you know the media got something for you, Kanye. You just put a target on yourself, you know what I'm saying? But you're not doing nothing to improve the situation at all. You just ranting and raving, like, you know what I mean? And you rant about a group of people, you know what I'm saying, who work together, who earn what the fuck they got, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you think about it, okay, they run everything, but shit, they doing it the right way. Shit, you can't be mad at that shit. What you can do as a group of people, you look at them and you say, all right, I see what you're doing. Now it's my turn. Now I'm going to step up and do what you're doing. Let's get everybody, you know what I'm saying? Excuse me. You know what I'm saying? On the same page. You know what I'm saying? So we can be like them. You know what I mean? Nah. People want to point the fingers at people. You know what I'm saying? If it's not the J people, it's the Caucasian people, it's this people over here. When are we going to stop pointing the fucking finger and start looking at ourselves in the mirror and say, damn, what am I doing here? What am I working for? Every week, I don't have nothing to show for the money I bring home. Once I pay all my bills and shit, what am I working for? Honestly, if you waste your money like that, what are you working for? What are you working for? Do you have savings? Do you have cryptocurrency? Do you have gold and silver? Do you have stocks? Do you have a 401k? I can go on and on. Do you invest in yourself? Do you have a side hustle? What's going on? What's going on, people? So-called black people, what's going on? When are you going to change? When are you going to stop partying? When are you going to stop wasting your money? When are you going to stop buying designer clothes you can't afford? When's it going to stop? When are you going to stop pointing the fucking finger and point the finger at yourself? Know what I mean? Know what I mean? Know what I'm saying? When are you going to stop pointing the finger at yourself, man? When are we as a group of people going to say, enough is enough already? And the whole excuse of us not having the money again, we spend more than anybody. We spend billions on nonsense. Billions. When you gonna learn some shit, man? When you gonna look in the mirror and learn that it's you that is the problem? Not them people. Not Caucasians. Not the J people. But you. What are you doing for Chicago? Yay? You got all this money, all this talent, you got all the connections, and you burning bridges. It's just like, what the fuck are you doing? You know what I'm saying? If you're going to speak on some shit like that, you got to be putting shit in motion. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm sick of people just talking. You follow me? I'm sick of people just fucking talking when it comes up. All we do is talk. Talk and fucking march. What are we, the army? You know what I'm saying? That's all we do is talk and fucking march and think we're doing something. Or share a post online and think that's going to do something. When are we going to start putting some shit into action? Kanye doing all this fucking talking. What are you doing to help Chicago? All these kids dying in Chicago. What are you doing to help Chicago, Kanye? You talking reckless, getting sued, wasting money. It's just like, that money can be going to the kids in Chicago. You could be setting up some type of like thing for the kids, like, you know what I'm saying? Like learning center or something. That type of bread, you can do something for Chicago. Teaching kids how to invest. You can open a school of investing for kids in Chicago. Like, you're not doing nothing in Chicago. You just talking. You just like attention. Kanye, you just like fucking attention, man. And I'm sitting here as a Kanye West fan. I'm a fan of Kanye West. You know what I'm saying? I don't know where he's going with this, man. Like, I'm so confused. I don't know where he's going with this rant on Drink Champs. You know what I'm saying? I'm confused. Like, where you trying to go with this? Because I don't see you making any type of moves that can help further us as a people. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting on $11 billion, like, and you're not doing nothing for Chicago. It's like, come on, man. What are you really doing? Like, you talking, yeah. You're not afraid to say what's on your mind, but are you putting anything in action? What bank are you opening? You know what I'm saying? What schools are you opening? You know what I'm saying? What distribution company are you opening? You know what I'm saying? What record company are you? You know what I mean? Like, just talking, man. We gotta stop fucking talking. Like, put shit in action. All we want to do is talk and march. Fuck, man. Like, come on, man. Like, again, I don't agree with everything he was talking about, man. As I sit down and let the smoke settle, you know what I'm saying? That's what a lot of people gotta do when it comes to shit like this. People so quick to make a fucking dollar off anything somebody say, and then, you know, they get hemmed up in some shit in a lawsuit. That's happened. You know what I mean? That's happened. You know what I'm saying? Because you're so quick to make a few dollars. But I, like I said, man, I don't know. Maybe he is doing something, but I don't see it. I don't see Yay Bank. I don't see Yay Grocery Store. I don't see, you know what I'm saying, Yay Mall. I don't see, what else? A Yay Walmart. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see these things. I don't see Yay Manufacturing, like, toilet paper. I don't see Yay Toilet Paper. Like, I don't see none of this shit. I don't see none of this shit. I just see a guy who's ranting, not putting nothing in action. Where's the bank at? Where's the schools at? Where's the Yay Hospitals? Where's it at, man? You got $11 billion. Come on, man. I fuck with you, Kanye, too. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan of your music and shit. I think you, at one point in time, you were a musical genius, a fashion, what's that word, a fashion, ahead of his time as far as like fashion and shit. You know what I'm saying? Very, very creative, you know what I'm saying, as far as fashion. Like, who would have thought somebody would have been wearing Nike moon boots and shit, Adidas, the Yeezus and shit? Who would have thought anybody would want to wear those type of sneakers and shit like that? You know what I mean? So yeah, man. You know, I think Kanye is just, I don't know, man. I don't know what's up with Kanye, man. He has some good points and he has some, but the points don't make, the points that he made, that I'm like, yeah, that's true. You know what I'm saying? We need to get together and da da da. Where's the plan at? Where's, like I said, where is it where you're putting in the work? You know what I'm saying? You can't talk about this, that, and the third, and you're not putting in the work. You got $11 billion, bro. Bro, you got $11 billion. What are you doing? I just don't, I don't understand where he's going with this. You know what I mean? You can't be talking big talk like that. You can't talk that big talk like that, and you're not making big moves. He's not making no big moves. You know what I'm saying? He's talking big boy talk, but he's not making no big boy moves, man. I just don't, it don't make no sense to me. You know what I'm saying? But yo, that's, excuse me, man. I don't know what's going on with my throat, but yo, pause. But yo, that's my take in this podcast episode, man. You know what I'm saying? If you have Spotify, please follow me on Spotify. Subscribe to me on Spotify podcast. You know what I'm saying? Phoenix Rising podcast. But yo, that's my take on this podcast episode. I am your gracious host, Phoenix Rising, and I want to say peace and love to everybody. Take care. One.